The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Fly ball to right field. We'll chase Chu back. Chu at the wall. That's a two-run homer. Altuve not only gets on base, but he makes it now a 5-2 ball game. That's well hit to right center field. A long, deep drive. Marwin's into his trot. That's a home run into the Astros bullpen. It's 5-3. Deep drive right field. This is going to soar, but will it be fair? Marwin Gonzalez has hit a grand slam. And the late inning magic continues at Minute Maid Park. A grand slam by Marwin Gonzalez. The Astros have taken their first lead of the game. What an incredible team in the late innings.
Areas where we've seen the Astros come back. Usually it's like this. Base hit after base hit after base hit. But tonight, Marwin Gonzalez unloaded the big four-run bomb.
And in the dirt, he got him on strikes. And that will be the ball game. The Astros in a pulsating come-from-behind win, including a grand slam from Marwin Gonzalez.
Well, that one turned out to be pretty exciting. And your Rockets are back in action tonight. So much to get to. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? That was kind of a fun Astros game last night.
Was pretty fun. I got to say, I wasn't watching it with my big eye.
Yeah.
It was on a side project for me.
Yeah.
But then, so I didn't see the actual home run live when it happened. It was on the TV. I just wasn't watching it.
Right.
And the sound was off. So then it happened, and I looked at the scores like, what? So I had to rewind and find what happened. And that's the downside about trying to multitask your television is you don't see everything live.
Right.
I was pretty deep in the basketball last night. I haven't gotten to watch the Warriors as closely as I'd like to. The last,
you haven't really needed
in the
to.
First series.
Yeah,
I didn't really need to last night. But you know what I always say, Fred? I always say, and it's more often than not, this happens to these teams like the Warriors that are great teams. They get hate from everybody who's not a Warriors fan. Gives hate to the Warriors because they're so damn good. And you know, I'm a big believer in when greatness is around, take it in and appreciate it. And so I told myself last night, I'm going to take it in and appreciate it a little bit. So I did. And not surprisingly, they are great. I mean, they most of their guys played about 30 minutes and they still rolled. I mean, it was... The Jazz just aren't on their level. I don't know if anybody is. I don't know if the Cavs will even give them a series at this point. But I do like to sometimes just sit down and watch that team play. And last night, I mean, they're so smooth. They're so good. So I watched them. I watched the Celtics finish, which was amazing. And it's so funny to think that Isaiah Thomas was like... the Sacramento Kings blame all their problems on Boogie Cousins, and they cut Isaiah Thomas. So you may want to reevaluate why the Kings are struggling, Kings front office. It's not because Boogie Cousins was holding everything back. It's because you let a legit superstar go for nothing. You threw him on the trash pile. Then the Suns traded him for like a bucket of magic beans. I mean, it's crazy that that guy ended up where he is and the way he's taken advantage of it. He's an impressive young man.
He is. And I think right now the Warriors are so good they're boring. It really is.
It's like the game itself is boring, yeah. But watching them set up their offense, watching the, like, you know, and I was thinking about this, comparing them to the Spurs, who when the Spurs, and granted the Spurs were getting blown out, so it's a little bit different, but when the Spurs made a shot the other night, they would instantly like start slowly walking back on defense. Like when the Warriors make a shot, they're instantly in press mode. They switch back and forth so effortlessly to going full blast on offense, flip the switch, full blast on defense. And you just don't see many teams who do that anymore. And you're right. Like watching their games is kind of boring because the result is almost a given. And it's not like they haven't lost games, but you can tell now that the Kevin Durant experiment has finally started to take hold and he's meshed into like a working cog on that wheel that was already so great. I don't know who's going to stop that team. I don't know who can even slow them down. Like I hate to say that LeBron can't do something because LeBron can damn near do what he wants if he sets his mind to it. But that team is just they're ridiculous.
Yeah, I was primarily on the Astros last night. I was watching some of the basketball, some of your Preds.
It seemed like the Astros game was over.
Yeah, I started watching when it got to 5-3. When it was 5-0, I was kind of like, eh. And then flipped over and started watching. They have another big inning late, and it looks like it's done. And then Luke Homerson comes on, and that guy is not pitching well right now.
And honestly, that would have been a really disappointing loss because you went from – you were about to face Cole Hamels, who's a bona fide stud pitcher, to where the Rangers don't have, like, a long reliever. So a middle reliever started the game for the Rangers. Things couldn't have been set up better for the Astros. And then the Rangers jump up 5-0 on Mike Fiers, who's horrible, by the way. I don't know how else to say it. He's horrible. But for them to battle back, I mean, you got to give credit to those guys. That's a gutsy team, man. They're fun to watch, and they can hit the ball a long way. And there's obviously concerns like that bullpen is not very good. At least the late bullpen guys aren't very good. But other than that, I mean, their lineup I'll get the next guy. I mean, everybody can hurt you in that lineup. And, I mean, Marwin Gonzalez is basically a utility man who now has 7 home runs.
Yeah.
So, and it's been a month. He's got 7 home runs and fewer at-bats than anyone in the league with that many home runs. So, they're not going to be an easy out for sure. Although I do still think it's going to take better pitching.
That's going to be the thing. And I think they need a legitimate number 3 starter on this team and not 3 guys who are 5th starters.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the issue moving forward in terms of just how good they're going to be when it counts. And this is the first time where I can look at this team and say, I like their lineup better than the Rangers. I can say I like their bullpen better than the Rangers. I don't like their starting pitching better. And that's the one area where, and they're getting as great a pitching as you could possibly get out of Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. And I think McCullers, once he gets better on the road, you're going to have a legitimate number 2. But after that, man, it's just guesswork how well those guys are going to pitch.
Yeah, the Rangers are, you know, you talk about you like their lineup better. And if you had just put their lineup on paper at the beginning of the year, I would have said it's probably a coin toss and maybe even a slight lean to the Rangers. But a lot of the Rangers hitters have really underperformed this season. And Beltre's been on the DL all year, which that's a bad start to begin with. But go across the board, Lucroy's underperformed. Napoli's underperformed. Odor's underperformed. Mazzara's hitting like 215 or something stupid like that. Elvis Andrews has been okay. But, I mean, they just haven't been – Shin-Soo Choo is pretty much a wash-up at this point. None of their guys are really hitting. And it's no wonder that they're fourth place in the AL West right now. They just – you can't have that many guys struggling at the same time. It's just – you can't fade it. And they're starting pitching. I mean, they've got two guys at the top of that rotation that are ace quality pitchers. I'm not saying the Astros have to have a 1-2 like that. Although, I mean, hell, Keuchel, you could argue, is better than both those guys when he's at his best. But the problem is when you get into the rest of their guys, and like Martin Perez, who, you know, he's struggled this season, but he's a legit MLB starter. You know, we've seen him do some good things. Andrew Cashner is pitched like it's 3 years ago, Andrew Cashner. The Astros, beyond their top two guys, it is, I mean, you basically just got to hope that they have a good day. And you know Keuchel's going to be money. You know McCullers is going to be he's going to be money at home. And, you know, the Mortons, Musgroves, and Fires are and there's a clear line. I was looking at this last night. There are six Astros right now, six pitchers, who have an ERA of 2 or less, which you would say, that's pretty good, right? Those guys are pitching outstanding. Then there's eight pitchers who have an ERA over 4. There's nothing in between. So it goes from dominant, dominant, dominant to not so dominant. And that's a problem. Like you said, they need somebody in the middle. They need somebody who can, you know, if you were in a playoff series right now against the Astros, especially if you were seeing Rhode McCullers, you'd probably feel pretty good because you're going to see at least one pitcher who is a bad pitcher, if not two, depending on how the series is spaced out. But you can't feel good about throwing Morton or Musgrove or especially Fires out there right now. They're just bad.
Yeah, but I think they'll make a trade at some point, and
I hope they do.
And maybe, and again, I think maybe you put Davinsky in there. Maybe Peacock becomes a pretty good third starter because he's pitched really well out of the bullpen.
Yep.
So I mean, and it's still too early to really get into the trends of what these guys are going to be. But that was a concern I had before the season.
Well, let me ask you this now. And of course, hindsight's really easy. But the trade we talked about all last year, the possibility of getting Chris Sale and giving up Alex Bregman. Do you kind of wish you would have done that at this point?
Well, I would have done that at the time.
Right. I would have,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I still...
But let's say Marwin Gonzalez is your everyday third baseman now, and he's playing pretty damn well. Alex Bregman is hitting 250, hasn't hit a home run all season. He's batted in 6 runs on the whole year. He's struck out 18 times, which is, I want to say, third or fourth on the team. You could have Chris Sale. And then then McCullers is your number 3.
Right.
Dude, that's a team, come playoff time, you go Sale, Keuchel, McCullers, that's a team that's really hard to beat in the playoffs because there's no gimme games. So
I think your offense would have been pretty damn good without
him. You would have been fine.
Yeah. Hey, a couple things. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so put odds on whatever you call about. Beth Liebling will be joining us at 6:15 for her Pillow Talk segment, which is always fun. We'll also talk with Barry Abrams about the Kentucky Derby. The draw was today, and my long shot drew the one hole, which means he's completely dead. So
damn.
I'm back to the
drawing board.
Yeah. And I will.
Are you doing a lot of handicapping on the plane tonight?
Well, I'm gonna watch the Rockets game on the plane, and then when I get, because it's gonna be too late for us to play a poker tournament when we get there. So I'm basically going to lock myself in the room and
put in some work,
knock out everything, pretty much be up all night. And want to thank Chris Bird and Batter for bringing us sandwiches today, man. They're at 5922 Richmond Avenue. Those were some good sandwiches.
It was a good sandwich. I've never even heard of that place.
Yeah, and
I need to know about these things.
I'm glad I know now because I got that Southwest.
That's what I got. Yeah, we got the exact same order.
Yeah, I think we did. But it was really, really good. So I want to thank them. And I want to thank GetMe for getting me to the station today, because I'm going to ride with you to the airport.
You want to thank me for that too, right?
Yeah, well, I'll thank you for getting me to the airport, but I want to thank GetMe for
getting me here.
And, you know, Michael's great, man. He always has a little gift for us in the car.
That's right.
So
usually it's made of alcohol.
Indeed, and it rhymes with Carbach. But the
cool, Marbach?
Yeah, exactly. But the cool thing about them, man, they do such a great job. So if you're frustrated with Uber, as a lot of you guys are, man, give me a try, because I've had nothing but good luck with them.
J-Rap says, I see the Rangers turning it around, though. Can't hit that poorly all year. Maybe not to contend, but at least better. It's hard not to see that, like, because
yeah,
they've got a lot of talent on that team. They just none of them are hitting, so it's hard for me to think that they're going to be a bad team all year. It's just like I see the Angels are in second place right now. It's hard for me to imagine the Angels finish the year in second place, because they don't have enough good players to keep that up for a whole year. So it's still early, which, you know, it's early for the Astros too. You know, I don't know that the Astros are going to go through the whole season as dominant as their first month was. But I do think the Astros are off to a good start, and I think they're proving that they are a legitimate contender in the AL right now.
And they're exciting, and they've really proven to be very good in the late innings, which is also cool. And, you know, it's going to be a fun season to watch, and I think they're a contender now. I think another pitcher makes them a World Series contender.
I think so, too.
The right guy. All right, got to tell you guys about Harry's. And I was packing up today, and I had to make sure that I brought my razor from Harry's, because I'll tell you, if you want convenience, they've got it. They deliver it right there to your mailbox. If you want a quality shave, they got that. You want affordability, they got that. And what they did, they built their own factory. They got tired of paying too much money for razors, and they take less profit. They sell directly to you. And they made their blades so much better. They've gone to these 5-blade setups, man, and they didn't raise the price. And that's what I love about Harry's. It shows up right there in my mailbox, paying $2 a blade compared to $4, $5, $6 that you'll pay anywhere else. And if you go someplace else, you got to go and get them to unlock the good blades. That doesn't happen here, man. They just send them right to you. And you can get started today with a great starter set, and that includes an ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strips and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover, and this is a month worth of shaving, right? $15. $15. But how about this? We're going to beat that. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code FAOUR. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code FAOUR. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780. ESPN is your number. So just kind of looking at the batting averages. Not that's be all and end all. But there's not a lot of guys on this roster where you say, wow, I didn't see that coming out of him.
The Astros?
Yeah. I mean, Evan Gattis is not going to hit .317.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind when you said that.
But like, Gurriel's sitting .314, and I don't know whether he's that hitter or not. He very well could be.
I think you'd say he's exceeding expectation, though, for sure.
Yeah, I would have thought .270, .280, but
right.
But I don't know that he's not a .300 hitter. We just haven't seen enough of him to know. Aoki at .306, okay.
Aoki .306, no power. That's exactly what I expected.
Right, but making a lot of contact. They're not striking out as
yes.
much. Mariznick, .292, there's no way he stays there, and he doesn't play that much regardless.
Right.
But Reddick at .284, it's about the range I thought he'd be.
I mean, that's 30 points higher than his career average.
Yeah, but I thought he'd hit around .270. So, McCann at .278 is much better than what he was doing last year, but
he's
done that in the past. So, Who knows? Bregman 253, it's about where I thought he'd be. Beltran 250, about where I thought he'd be. Springer at 240, I think he'll be better than that. Gonzalez is hitting 228, which I expect him to be better than that. And Correa's got to be better than 226.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think there's any indication that this is a fluke.
I don't think it is.
I think they're going to be able to keep scoring runs.
And there's a couple guys, like, you could argue that, I mean, 250 for Beltran, he's had 2 years in his entire career, 1 year in his entire career where he's hit 2 years that he's hit under 250. So, I mean, that might
be. But he's old, so yeah, who knows?
But if that's the worst you're going to get out of him, okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Correa thing, that's the one guy who's, I think, vastly underperforming expectations. You know, there's no way you went into this season thinking that's what he would hit. You know, Springer, you probably expect to be more in the 250, 260 range than.
Yeah, I think at this stage of his career, guys should be hitting 270, frankly. But, yeah, and. But those are, especially if he's going to be your leadoff hitter, you can't be running around at 240. It's just, it's not going to get it. But those guys, I have faith will be much better, and I think it's going to make them a better team in the long run. And they've been getting by, and you can get by with some of the guys they're throwing out there on the mound. I mean, Fiers is capable. I know it was bad last night, but he's capable of a good game here and there.
Yeah.
Same thing with Musgrove, same thing with Morton. But the reality is, yeah, you can get by the regular season with that. If you get to the playoffs and one of those guys has to be your third starter, it's going to be really tough.
I would say that Evan Gattis, I mean, obviously it's a lot different Evan Gattis than what we saw last year. You know, he's hitting 60-something points higher for one, but he's walking at a better rate. You know, he's striking out at a less rate. The power's not there yet. I assume it's going to come, but honestly, I think he's more valuable like this, just getting on base, and he's third on the team in on base percentage. I'll take that. You know, I don't need you hitting 30 home runs and batting 240. Like, I like this better. Just getting on base and you know, not hitting some doubles and taking an occasional walk. I'll take that, Evan Gattis. I think he's more valuable than the guy who just hits home runs and strikes out.
I would agree with that. I would also, you know, the other thing that I would point out is when you have a really good lineup top to bottom, it sounds simple as you got more guys on base, but now you've got more pitchers pitching from the stretch, and you tend to get better balls to hit. And so some of these guys are going to have higher averages and get more production than they have in the past because they're surrounded by other pretty good hitters.
Here's the other question. Did you think they'd be running more?
I did.
I mean, Correa basically came out at the beginning of the season and said he's not running anymore.
Yeah.
So that one's not a surprise. But after Altuve, who's got 8 stolen bases, next on the team, Bregman with 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they just are not – they're not running like they have the past few years, which
– Springer's capable of better, but he's also got to get on base.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even have one yet. But that's okay. Offensively, keep doing what you're doing. I'm totally fine with what they're doing, and I like that they don't strike out as much. All right, let's squeeze on some calls. Start with Joe on What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Hey, guys, sports. How are you today?
We're doing sports, Joe. What's up?
Yeah, well, first of all, Red Sox fan needs to get in this century that we're living in, but what are the odds Deshaun Watson starts for Houston, and then what are the odds if he does, they'll look a lot like last year's Dallas Cowboys? And I'll hang up. Thank you, guys.
My guess is he's going to start eventually. I don't think he's going to start week one unless there's multiple injuries in training camp. Because honestly, I think right now if Savage got hurt today, I think they'd want Brandon Whedon starting the first game. But I also don't know that this team is set up the way that Dallas team was. That Dallas team had the best offensive line in the league.
I think they're completely different. I mean, Dallas has, as you said, a great offensive line, and the Texans have a much better defense than Dallas does. They're just not the same kind of teams. Now, if you're talking about results-wise, I think it's possible, but I don't think he'll be in there until – I'm still sticking with week 8. I think somewhere around there, and if Tom Savage isn't basically just being Tom Savage, you'll give him a chance around week eight. And I think, and I
think it depends on what they're, if they're 5-3 or 6-2 week eight, they're not going to make a change.
And they made a change when they had a pretty decent record with Osweiler. Yeah, I think if they're not getting production out of the position, they'll look at making a move. But we'll see. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Let's play a little What Are the Odds here. Jesse, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing sports. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, talking about the Spurs and the Rockets series. I know it was just game one, but which team has the higher odds? Either the Spurs coming back and winning the series or the Rockets sweeping the Spurs? I'll hang up a bit.
I'm going to say the Spurs winning the series.
Yeah, I don't see a sweep happening.
Yeah, but that seems really unlikely. Yeah. I mean, that's a veteran team. They're well coached. I mean, it's not impossible that they get swept, but I'd say that the Spurs coming back and winning is a healthy favorite over them being swept.
And right now, the Spurs coming back and winning versus the Rockets just winning the series is even money.
Yeah. So.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And somebody asking, is Beltran worth the $16 million a year? It's only 1 year. And
yes.
Yeah, I think so.
As long as you keep winning.
Exactly.
He's not a detraction from the team, right? He's not one of the guys, like, you don't groan when he comes up to bat. He's probably worth it. Especially when, like, the Astros have so many guys on team-friendly deals,
yeah,
that overpaying a little bit for a veteran like Beltran doesn't bother me a bit.
No, and that's kind of what you have to do, is you have to add a few pieces here and there, and yeah, you know, you've got your base guys, or what you think are your base guys, and that doesn't bother me at all. And their payroll is still very much under control.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN. Did you see I don't know if you saw this, but I guess after Ross ran the fast 40, he was basically talking about basically was challenging Usain Bolt to run a 40-yard dash.
Oh, boy.
Which he didn't do, but kid from Tennessee did, sprinter from Tennessee. 4.12.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's a member of the U.S. men's 4x100 team. Olympic team in Rio, Christian Coleman.
Yeah, like even fast football players, most of them aren't Olympic sprinter fast.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be in the Olympics.
And there have been a few that have been in the Olympics.
Yep.
But yeah, 4.12. That's pretty amazing. 713-780-ESPN.
I remember Marquise Goodwin ran a 4.27, something like that.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even a sprinter. Like, he was an Olympian, but he was an Olympic jumper, not a sprinter. And he ran a 4.27. The Olympic sprinters, dude, those dudes are waxing football players. That's all they do.
Yeah.
If only some of them could catch a football, right?
Yeah.
If you could run a 4.17 and then catch a football, I'd take that.
Now, and that's the thing. I'm sure Usain Bolt can get in under 4.10.
Yeah, probably.
But he can't catch a ball.
No.
So,
especially while he's running that fast.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's also a difference between pad speed and guys out there in their underwear running, yep, too. But if Colin McHugh, this is a good question. If Colin McHugh returns, do you consider him a legit number three starter? I do not. I think he's just another one of these guys.
He's very much like the guys that they have.
Yeah. He's capable of pitching well at times, but he's inconsistent. And you know, I think if you're counting on him to be your third guy in the playoffs, that's a very weak spot in your order.
Colin McHugh, 2015, strong. Colin McHugh, 2016, not strong.
One of these guys, basically.
Yeah, and really 2014, he was even better. He's gotten a little bit worse every year. I mean, and he's going to be, I think he's 30 now. It's not like he's, I don't know. I don't expect him to get significantly better than he's been. Honestly, I think he's better than some of these other guys, but I don't think he's not what I'm talking about when I say a solid number three. And we were talking during the break, you know, the Cubs lineup was so great last year, but the reason they won the World Series is because every day they sent a stud out to the mound, every playoff game. Like John Lackey was their fourth starter. That's pretty good. And the Indians, on the other hand, who pitched well all year long, had injuries to Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar in the, you know, Carrasco broke his hand in his last regular season start. Salazar got hurt the month before. So when they got to the World Series, it was basically Corey Kluber and just a couple guys they were rolling out there. It's not good enough in these, you know, in a big time playoff series. You've got to have some depth to your rotation. And, you know, had the Indians had Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, I think they would have beat the Cubs, but they didn't. And, you know, the Cubs kept throwing solid arms out there, and the Indians couldn't. And God forbid anything happens to Keuchel or McCullers.
But right.
It's
right.
Not like McCullers has been the picture of health in his career.
And that's the other thing that kind of concerns me. And you kind of need.
If something happens to one of those guys?
Yeah. Then there's not an easy answer.
Who starts a game two of a series if something were to happen to one of those guys? Mm-hmm.
Whoever you've traded for, I hope.
And someone asked if Bregman kept hitting the way he is, would they look to move him at the deadline? The problem is, Alex, and this is what I said last year, Alex Bregman's value last year's trade deadline was about as high as it would get because he was an unknown, and the world is full of potential when no one's seen much of you. Now it's just a month, but it's a month of him being a 250 hitter with no home runs. No one's going to give away an ace for that. I mean, they want to see some brilliance out of you, and they're more likely to trade for a prospect in the minor leagues than someone who's been at the major leagues and been just okay.
Yeah, and he hasn't been up that long, so it's tough to judge him yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not panicking on the guy, but like I said at the time, and I think you agreed, we know that Chris Sale is a great pitcher. We really don't know anything about Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman might be good. He might be a total bust. But we know Chris Sale is a good pitcher.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought twice about that. But and who knows? Maybe they got more from the Red Sox than even if the Astros were going to make that trade and throw Bregman in there. Maybe the White Sox thought more of what they got from Boston.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm still in wait and see mode on him, but I'll take the proven over.
I'm with you over a prospect.
Yeah. Especially a guy who's that age with that kind of skill at a position where you really needed somebody.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to do another giveaway for the double CD release party at Scout Bar for our buddies at 12 Years Driven. Broken Valor is also doing theirs, and this is going to be Saturday night at the Scout Bar, and you're going to get 4 tickets to the show. We will leave them for you at Will Call. And the number to call is 713-780-3776. And we'll take caller number 18. You're going to get to go see the show on Saturday night at Scout Bar. And I want to thank the guys at 12 Years Driven for taking care of the Blitzers by giving away those tickets. And I got a bunch of responses on the Kentucky Derby tickets, which are now all gone. So I'll be emailing you back if you were one of the people who were selected. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Grand opening of Mint Poker is coming, and you heard us talk with Michael Ekman yesterday on the show. Houston's very own legal poker room just around the corner. It's going to be Houston's premier poker destination. It's also the official poker room of ESPN 97.5. 20 tables of exciting rake-free poker action 7 days a week. Daily tournaments, cash games for all levels of expertise, and they're going to be opening on May 12th, tentatively. Is the opening date in Clear Lake. and completely legal. And we talked about that yesterday. It's going to be fun to have legal poker here in Texas. There's no reason to drive to Louisiana. And Mint Poker is going to have a game no matter what your skill level is. With their grand opening just a week or so away, Mint Poker is giving away free introductory memberships to ESPN 97.5 listeners. So you want to get in on this deal and go in there and check it out when they open, and then get ready to play some Blitz tournaments with us. Visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN today to get in on all the action at Mint Poker. If you're an experienced dealer and you'd like to become a pro dealer, Mint is now hiring. Visit mintpokerclubs.com for information on employment opportunities where the right candidates can earn $15 to $17 per hour plus tips. And don't forget that free one-month introductory club membership. Visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. And tell you what, I may just have to quit reading texts. It's so funny because you get some really good ones, and so I hate to just say I'm going to quit looking at them, because then you get something to go, all right, that was really good. 832 said, can you explain the legality of the poker room? Thanks. Yesterday, Podcast Arena 430 segment, we had Michael Ekman on, and he explained in detail why it is legal. So they don't take a rake, but... there's a membership involved, and he explained it. So rather
seat rental.
Yeah, seat rental, stuff like that. Which, and I actually reached out to a friend of mine with HPD, who in turn reached out to the Harris County DA's office to get clarification on everything. And based on everything I was told, it is legal. So I did my own research on it on top of on top of what Michael was telling us yesterday, and I know they've been through a lot to get this where it is perfectly legal. So you have nothing to fear. And
but fear itself.
Yeah, and it's there's some gray area stuff in there, but the reality
everything
is,
fun has gray area.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, John, we were talking, we're about to leave to Vegas tonight, and normally when we go out there, Mike Pearson goes with us.
Yes.
To do our producing and help us out when we're doing the show. Is there no one going out there in that role this time?
I don't think so. I think somebody's, because, I mean, I haven't been told who's going to be doing anything, but I'm guessing people are going to, Tracy's going to bring by people.
We need someone out there.
Okay.
Yeah, we need a point guard.
Right, next.
I mean,
next
it probably
time.
Won't happen this time, but I have a feeling we're going to be hurting without that guy. And I know, you know, around Super Bowl time, it was supposed to be Will Polacek, and looks like that's not going to be his job.
It was more, I think it was more other people. It was like Nick and Kirsten.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there helping with Super Bowl.
Either one of those would be efficient.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. And we're
like, Nick, I know, has another job now. Like, he does the, you know, he's got a show to produce. Although he'd probably enjoy a couple days away from those clowns and going out to Vegas.
He also does other stuff.
If you gave him the choice, he would say, I'll go to Vegas for 5 days. I'll help these guys out.
Well, choose only 2 days, though. 3 days.
I mean, he's going to stay for the fight.
Yeah, so 3 days. We're not going out until tonight.
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, so he could have done his show today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about, yeah, but I just mean he would have rather gone to Vegas for 5 days than miss 2 days of show. Than do the show the whole time and not go to Vegas. But Kirsten, like, she doesn't really do anything. She just kind of wanders around and collects a paycheck. Why can't she?
She sells. She sells.
She could do that from Vegas. She can do her job from the road because she kind of just wanders around the building. I feel like, you know, she could manage.
Looking for safe places.
Yeah.
409S is a poker room. Have a website or social media? Yes, it's mintpokerclubs.com, M-I-N-T, pokerclubs.com. So check them out. Get all the information you need from the website there. And, yeah, it looks like the opening is next week, tentatively, which, unfortunately, I'm out of town because I would love to go. But I'll get down there very, very soon, I can guarantee you.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And sounds like it's going to be a great, great setup. Voldemort said he'd do it. He'd go to Vegas with us.
Okay.
Love to have him.
He's got another job, too, though.
He's got like 5,000 jobs.
Yeah.
That's a problem. And him in Vegas, he might disappear. We may never see him.
That's true. Some of these guys, especially these married guys who, you know, they don't get away from their wives that often. I worry about them if they were to, you know, get loose in Vegas on their own.
We might never see him again.
Right. Juggalo Trey should be our guy.
Do you want him out there with you?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, no. I'm going to veto that one.
It would be funny, but no.
You need to see him when he... So Owen Daniels came by a couple months ago, and he walked out. He was doing a show with Nathan Crate. He walked out, and Juggalo Trey looks at him and goes, "Oh, my God, you're Owen Daniels." And Owen's looking at him like, "Yes, I am." And he goes, "You played for the Texans." And I go, "No." He goes, "Can I get a picture with you?"
Oh, like, Juggalo.
Yeah. So he was starstruck. He did that with somebody
Owen
else.
Daniels?
He did that with somebody else. I forget who.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think it was Elvin Hayes.
Yeah. And Elvin's here like once a week.
There's actual, like, really famous people at these things in Vegas. So
Kirsten just came
great.
In here and said, called you a-holes because she said she just sold your show today.
Thank you, Kirsten. We just tried to get you on a Vegas trip so you can... You can thank us, too.
She said, "No, you didn't."
Yes, I just did, John.
I don't know. She just walked back out.
That's exactly what I just did.
That's just like a woman. It's just like a woman. They make stuff up.
That's give me a break.
You were trying to get her on the trip.
Yeah. But we are going to need somebody. And we can't have Juggalo Trey now because if Juggalo Trey sees Mike Tyson or Dave Chappelle, it'll be all over. It's not going to work.
Oh, my God, Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God, you're Dave Chappelle. You did the Chappelle show.
Mike Tyson, you were a boxer.
You remember that skit you did with Charlie Murphy? He died, you know. He was Eddie Murphy's brother, and he died. That's my Juggalo Trey impersonation.
Not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I could actually see him saying that.
Because he's done it before.
Juggalo Trey, and there's a new guy. Is that guy new, Kobe?
He's been around for a few months.
Oh, my goodness. These two, when they get together.
It's actually kind of funny.
It's insanity. I mean, I don't know which one is crazier. It's very, I want to say entertaining, but I don't know if that's a fair word.
If they ever had a show, it'd have to be called Rain Men.
It'd be called something. I don't know what it would be called, but it's something.
Barry had a blast this weekend with Kobe.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What'd they do together?
Barry did the. We're the media sponsor for MS-150, and this is our first year, so they went out there. Barry was going to go out to LaGrange, and
he did a show out there, right?
Not a show. He kind of sort of like a show.
Or he did like MC'd.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Kobe was with him, and they were driving over there, and Kobe would look at Drew, baby Dwight. And every time they pass something, he'd be like, hey, Drew, have you been to Waffle House? And Drew would say, yes, I've been to Waffle House. And he'd go, do you think they serve Eggos at Waffle House? And Drew goes, I don't know. I don't think so. And they would pass Memorial Hermann. And he would say, hey, Drew, have you been to Memorial Hermann? And Drew would go, no, I haven't. And they would do that for every little thing they saw. And Barry said he went almost insane in the car. So, I mean, that was like from here all the way to LaGrange.
Excuse me.
Nice.
So he won't be invited on those trips anymore?
No, I'm sure he would be, but Barry almost lost it.
I can deal with all of that in small doses. Like, you know, I can sit there and listen to it, but if I had to, like, I can't imagine a car trip with those guys.
I would listen to a Trey and a Kobe podcast.
What would they talk about?
Well, you kind of hear that every day when they're outside.
Kind of do.
And yeah. They're right by your desk. Is it really hard to get business done?
A little bit. I can zone out and focus on work, but they're entertaining.
That's why I try to go into the side studio and close the door. And I hate the days when they're actually recording something in there.
Yeah, that's
because
tough.
Yeah, but oh well, I miss the old days when we had our own studio open before the show.
Yep. I like those two. They do good work.
They do,
and you know what? People love Juggalo.
He's a celebrity.
He's become, and that's what I always tell interns: is you want to be known for being really good, or you want to be goofy and make a character.
He might be our most famous intern.
Famous than Hazmat?
I think he is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be.
There's a lot more listeners now than we had Hazmat.
One of our interns is now like the Rockets girl.
No, Lauren. I think Juggalo beats her.
I mean, she's on TV.
She's not on TV.
Yes, she is.
Isn't she on like during like breaks and stuff when she's introducing acts and stuff?
I
know she's on the website.
She does, like, they always post videos of her on social media.
Yeah, they do that.
But, to be fair, if she looked like Juggalo Trey, she wouldn't be on TV.
Right.
I don't, yeah. So, you might be right.
You're going to wind up with another phone call from Juggalo Trey's mom, you know that. All right.
Sorry, Juggalo Trey's mom. Your son is just as pretty as Lauren the Rockets girl.
Well, it depends on what you're into.
Right.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. But they never did, ever did, ever did, flow and inhibited, livid it till it broke up when it rained down like.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.